Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes, podcast episode number 26, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I just wanted to get a quick episode out this Friday, so I want to wish everyone a great weekend. And today I'm just going to talk about a small project that I built a little over a year ago, I think, and it was something that I just needed to scratch my own itch. You know, a lot of people ask me like, oh, how do you stay up to date on like developer news and new products, like for marketing or for business and those types of things, like even in tech, how do you, you know, find out about the new things? And there's these three sites that I typically visit on a daily basis. And if you're a developer, you probably have heard of GitHub, and there's a trending page that they have, which basically they show like the most popular, it's probably the most starred repositories. I'm not sure, there's some ranking algorithm there, but they list, you know, trending repositories on there, which you can go and kind of see like, okay, what are people finding out about in terms of like, I don't know, like new tools or frameworks or whatever, you know, could be on GitHub. If it's popular, it's going to be on that page. And then there's also Hacker News. That's more, you know, more like in the tech industry. But you typically will see a lot of developer tools and libraries show up there. You'll see some news about like, you know, some employee that got fired for like deleting a production database, for example, which I thought that was a funny story. Like, how do you, you know, on your first day at work, like delete an entire production database? That's pretty crazy. It's more of the employer's fault, but yeah, you'll find, you know, some articles and tech stories and developer tools on there. And then there's a site called Product Hunt, which lists just, you know, products. So you'll find developer tools on there as well. They have different categories, but they also have different services, like for marketing, for example, typically what I see on there, or like some new apps, like if you were looking for a new, you know, email app or something like that, you'll find it on there. And so these three sites I typically visit. GitHub trending page doesn't get updated really on a daily basis, but the other two definitely do. And I had a problem with just like visiting these three sites like over and over every day. It got kind of tedious. I wanted to aggregate them all into one site. And so I just built a little app for this, a little web app. It's called DevNews, so it should be in the title of this podcast episode, DevNews. It's one of those like hackable domains that just reads dev news, and it's a .ws. So check that out. It's, you know, again, something that I just wanted for myself, but I know a couple other people use it as well. So let me know if you like it. I do want to push out some updates for it, make it more of a streamlined like news client, and have it support maybe more sources and be able to like log in and star these GitHub repositories that you come across, or add images on the Product Hunt tab. But it's a really simple site right now, just three tabs, you know, loads Hacker News, and then there's two more tabs for GitHub and for Product Hunt. So yeah, super simple. Let me know if you like it. The site itself is on GitHub, it's open source, so if you're a developer, you can go and check it out. You can add new features to it if you want, but I am looking to release a 2.0 version. So yeah, check out DevNews. I think it's pretty cool, but obviously I'm biased at that. But I am looking to release a new version, like I said. So let me know, give me some feedback. You can tweet me at SunnySyncIO, and you can also find me on the Anchor app. Leave a comment on this episode or call in. Give me some topic suggestions for next week. That would be nice. And yeah, hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll catch you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye.